This is Radio Romania International Broadcasting from Bucharest. Changemakers, stories of impact and inspiration. Welcome to Changemakers, stories of impact and inspiration. I'm your usual host, Mihaela Ignatescu. My guest today is Diana Cârligeanu, a talented writer and translator with a deep passion for bringing Romanian literature to a global audience. Her recent work, a carefully crafted translation of Mihai Eminescu's sonnets, offers English readers a rare glimpse into the soul of Romania's national poet. With a keen eye for preserving both the musicality and emotional depth of Eminescu's verses, Diana's translations bridge cultures and breathe new life into these timeless works. Her goal is to translate Eminescu's entire body of work, a monumental project that promises to share more of Romania's literary treasures with the world. Stay tuned for more. Recently, a bilingual edition of the sonnets written by Mihai Eminescu, dubbed Romania's national poet, has been published. Diana Cârligeanu is the one who translated the sonnets into English, and she was kind enough to talk to me about the challenges of translating Eminescu's poetry and what lies ahead. Recently, a bilingual edition of Mihai Eminescu's sonnets has been launched, and you are the translator of these sonnets. What drew you to translating Mihai Eminescu's work, and why did you start with the sonnets?
I began translating Eminescu as a free-time exercise, basically. In 2020, I began with other poems, but then I continued with some of the sonnets. And I realized fairly quickly that I could translate the entire poetic oeuvre into English. And this is something that has never been done. And so I thought it might be interesting to attempt this pioneering project. But yes, the volume that was published this year at Acorn Press contains only the sonnets. And I have to say the vast majority of them have never been translated into English before. So there are a lot of novelties here. There are 31 sonnets in total. And I translated all of them here, plus 9 variants, which are included in the critical apparatus.
But there have been translations of Eminescu's work, right? And still he's not very much known abroad. What did those translations lack? Did they lack anything,
yes,
you think?
There are many translations, but they're all partial, and many of them have been considered inadequate or unsatisfactory for various reasons. I would say the excessive archaisms have been a big problem. They basically placed Eminescu in a pre-1850 time. You know, they place him alongside the main romantics, say 1820 or before that. And he doesn't really belong to that main romantic wave. He came in later, in the second half of the 19th century. And so the lexical register has to be adequate in the sense of placing him in that second half of the 19th century. So that was a big problem. Then the banalizing of language, the massive deviations from the original prosody, and even missing stanzas have been other problems. And I have tried to remedy all of these aspects. It's one of my attempts in translating Eminescu.
And I imagine it's quite difficult. How do you balance staying faithful to the original text with, making the translation resonate with the modern readers who are different than they used to be, obviously?
There is, yes, a balance to be struck. I try to stay faithful to the meaning, to maintain the rhymes, the meter as much as possible. I don't think that the meter is always preserved because words have their own meter, and so something changes in the prosody. But I think that overall I have managed to stay closer to the original text than previous translators. And eliminating archaisms has been very important. So for the lexical register, I looked to the native English poets from the second half of the 19th century, say Emily Dickinson or Henry Longfellow, Butler Yeats, Robert Browning, those kinds of writers, in order to place myself in the adequate register, grammatically and lexically. But yes, it's not easy to translate them in the screen, it's been said.
And I know that your goal, if I'm not mistaken, is to translate his entire work. Why do you think it's important to translate Eminescu's entire body of work?
Yes, I will say that this poetic oeuvre contains over 300 poems. I have counted around 350, and I think it's very important to translate the entire body of poems because otherwise he will remain very little understood and discussed on an international level, and this has been the case to date. There is much philosophy in his poems, also in his prose works, but in the poems as well, and he has not been adequately explained, I think, as a creator. So the foreign public cannot really understand him if he hasn't been adequately translated or explained. And this is why I want to translate this entire body of poetic work, but also explain it, and this is why I include a critical apparatus. So I'm aiming to create a critical edition as to explain him in a better way than he has been explained to date. He remains little understood, as I said, and this is why it is important, I think, to do this.
Did you include in this volume also some critical comments or provided the context for people to better understand?
This volume is for the sonnets, but yes, it has multiple sections, all bilingual, introduction, chronology, commentaries, an appendix, bibliography, precisely in order to explain Eminescu, as I said. And yes, the commentaries are what I call the critical apparatus. There's all sorts of explanations, including technical ones, including explanations about the variants, and about his laborious process in elaborating some of the poems, because he often went through a very laborious process. And the appendix has his first exercise from age in writing of a sonnet from age 19 in 1869, so I think that's interesting. He's the first serious sonneteer of Romania, and now that all the sonnets have been translated, which is a first, perhaps he can be placed by foreigners into a comparison with other sonneteers of the world, you know.
So you think that this could possibly bridge some cultural gaps and maybe resonate with people beyond Romania who don't know much about Romanian literature in general and Eminescu in particular?
Right. He is the foremost cultural figure of Romania, and I'm aiming to take him into the international sphere, right, to make him better understood, better known and understood, because not many know about him at this point.
And going back to this difficult work of a translator, and in particular a translator of poetry, and poetry of somebody dubbed a national poet nonetheless, how should translators approach Eminescu's rather intricate language and philosophical depth to preserve his voice?
I think, yes, this is a difficult question. There are cases where one might have to either preserve the original word as it is, for instance, doina, you know, which is a type of Romanian song, either preserve the word as it is or else explain its meaning. You know, I was thinking earlier for șezătoare, you know, which again is a very Romanian concept, I think. So this is an extra reason why translators' notes might really help, because certain concepts are really particular or peculiar to our history, our culture, and in such cases, really, explanations, you know, in addition to the actual translation might help for the foreign public.
Yeah, exactly, because he drew very much from folklore, mythology, national history, so how can a translator make these cultural elements accessible without, you know, diluting their significance?
Right, it's not easy, and some choices are for me to make from here on, so I'll have to see how I will go about it. But yeah, as I said, it's an extra reason why explanatory notes can help, you know, some things remain particular to cultures, and so they're not easy to transpose into a very different culture.
And what is next for you? What is the plan after the sonnets?
The second volume is meant to be Memento Mori, and that's a very long philosophical poem that has never been translated into English, so this is the first translation. That is slated to come out later this year, again with a critical apparatus. That is meant to be the second volume of this poetic oeuvre.
That was writer and translator Diana Cârligeanu, my guest today on Changemakers. Tune in again next time for another story of inspiration. I'm Mihaela Ignatescu. Thank you for listening.